This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel has accepted a proposal to bridge differences, holding up a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza, and he called on Hamas to do the same without saying whether the latest draft had addressed concerns cited by the terrorist group.
Now, what the challenge is, besides Hamas agreeing to the bridging proposal, is to make sure that there are clear understandings on how the different parties are going to make good on their commitments.
Blinken spoke after holding a 2.5-hour meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday, and Blinken is expected to travel to Egypt and Qatar on Tuesday. A revitalized Democratic Party opened its convention on Monday night in the U.S. city of Chicago, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In less than a month,
the Democratic Party has gone from despair to hope.
With Brookings Institution fellow William Galston saying the party's been transformed since Kamala Harris replaced President Biden atop the ticket. George Washington University's Todd Belt notes there is a lot of enthusiasm.
Mainly that's because Joe Biden is off the ticket and people were worried he would not win.
The trick now is for Harris to keep up the enthusiasm. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Protesters rallied outside the Democratic National Convention on its opening day on Monday, saying they were determined to voice their opposition to the war in Gaza and other issues. Officials in the U.S. city of Chicago said they were committed to keeping the demonstrations peaceful. Activists said they were ready to amplify their progressive message before the nation's top Democratic leaders, even after the party quickly rallied behind Vice President Kamala Harris.